Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We bless you today and we thank you. We pray that your anointing rest upon your word today. We know that you will watch over it. As David declared, that thy mercies come also unto me, O Yahweh. Even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproach me. For I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. For I have hoped in thy judgment. So shall I keep the law continuously forever and ever. I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings. I will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes forever. We thank you, Yahweh. We bless you today. I pray that you anoint the ears of the hearers, that they may hear. And in hearing, they may obey by faith. Do what you command us to do. And do it willfully with a pure desire. I pray you touch your manservant as he speaks with the authority that is ordained in the kingdom. Not by the authority of man, nor by the commands of men, but by the authority of Yahweh. To breathe your life in the hearts of your people, that they may rejoice in hearing the word of truth, that truly the affection will be set upon things in the eternal kingdom, and not upon the things that are earthly and sensual, that draw a man away from the things of your way. We bless you this day. We thank you for this Shabbat. Bless this order of service. Thank you for all things. We pray and we ask all things in Yahshua's wonderful, precious, and mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. In all things, we do give him thanks. Reverence him and bless him for the great understanding of his truth. Scripture tells us that man will be ever learning, but he will not be able to come to the power or the knowledge of truth. There's one thing that truth does, it makes a man free. And whom Yahweh has made free indeed is free. And there is a liberty to serve him and to bless him, to worship before him, and to acknowledge him in all things. Now this is a generation that is not given to the precepts, the commandments, the laws, and the judgments of Almighty Yahweh. This is a carnal, fleshly generation. It is sold out unto flesh. It does everything in its power to appease flesh. It is one that is very selfish. It doesn't consider anyone, but it's all properties. And flesh is full with sin and lust, depravity. It has no righteous law at all. It has no ability to love, to consider, to be kind or compassionate. It has no ability to do that. Those fruit come by the light of the Spirit. I was reading an article this morning in the Carolina Living. And the Shabbat, they have things especially about the religious world. And there was a preacher that was leaving a congregation in Charlotte. 4,000 members were there, are there. And he was going to a smaller congregation, 1900. And so the remark was made by Ken Garfield. He does the religious writing for the Charlotte Observer. Because the last sermon that the pastor preached, it was one of indictment upon the people. And so his response was, very seldom a pastor that is departing or leaving a congregation will begin to accentuate the negatives and the things that they must do in order to come to the fullness of the light. And so what the preacher did, all those years he was not able to do it because he feared their expression. He feared his livelihoods. And so he did not take in consideration what Yahweh had commanded or spoken unto him to do. And so he was very poignant to the point. He told them the things that were literally lacking amongst them. He used the expression, you're lacking of hospitality. But he wanted to say that there is not a bond of love that brings about the perfection of Almighty Yahweh. And so as he began to speak, he said to them, Messiah did not always accept the positives, but he told us of the negatives. And this is the generation that chooses according to things that will give them some kind of advantage. They're not willing to suffer, to lay down their lives. They're petty, childish, insecure, immature. And that's this generation. You don't need to look to the left or to the right. You simply need to look down in the wellsprings of your own hearts. And you will find characteristics that are not associated with Messiah. For he stood in the strength and the laws of the Father. He obeyed everything that he commanded him to do. And if we cannot, and if we will not obey all that he commands us, we will never see the fullness of his anointing, his power, and his blessings upon the house of Yisrael. Man will take out specifics that deals with his likes or dislikes. He does not deal with the whole. You cannot show me anywhere in Scripture where Yahweh, when he dealt with the house of Yisrael, that he gave them the whole of the proposition that you must do in order to receive this. And if you do not do, then there shall be a curse that shall overtake you. It shall curse you in your cities, your wombs, your children, your homes, your cattle, your silver, everything that you touch shall be cursed. Because you have not taken heed to what Yahweh commands you to do, and you have not done it wholeheartedly, with enthusiasm, with a delight, and a pure desire that you want to please him above all things. So this nation and the generation in whole is one that will not or has no desire at all to please the Father. You began to affront them with their sins. They began to resist and recoil. And they set up the defense of their sin, corrupt ways, and their wickedness. You can begin to see the fruits shine forth. The folly, the strife, the sedition. So if you do not speak or feed them according to what their likes are, then you will be rejected. You will not you received, nor will they accept the words. So man, today they have gone just like Israel. They have gone to seek their gods. And that is what they have done. I want to begin in Scripture to read some accounts. And then I will define a word for us to show us the diabolical power and the spirit of that thing that we allow to permeate in our hearts and our minds. And we never think that we are of this character. And yet Scripture will show us whether we are or whether we are not. Scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning at verse 1, this is the word of Yahweh. This is spoken by His dictates, His commands, and by His authority. And as Moshe began to speak unto the house, they had seen the great feats of Yahweh, the mighty works, the mighty power that He had demonstrated amongst them. Yet their minds were so easily turned away. That is the situation of this hour. Yahweh came down in the power of a person. You will not believe Him. You will not receive Him. For this is a walk of faith. And there is a reason that faith is not in the hearts of the people. Scripture tells us, you will think because of certain things that you, in your opinion, believe that is why there's no faith. The Scripture is precise, and it tells us, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. You are the ones that testify of Him. There is not much searching of the Scripture today. We search out bargains and prices. We search out the sales paper. We search out the dollar bin. But we don't search out the soul bin. We don't search out the bin that supplies life, power, and riches to our soul. We can spend hours in frivolous things searching for a bargain when we will not buy the truth. What truth? Well, the truth tells you who you are, your desire, and your purpose. We don't like that because we don't want to please Him. And if we want to please the one that instructs us, then you must do what He commands you to do. You cannot please Him without obeying what He commands you. You can never please one without doing what the one that has authority, charge, and power over you, unless you do what that person or that one tells you to do. And it must be done wholeheartedly with a sincere devotion. It has to be incorporated in your life. It has to be your life, not a part of your life, but it has to be your life. For me to live is Messiah, so He is my life. For me to die is the gain of the eternal kingdom. And so Moshe, as he understood the mighty things that Yahweh had done, a house, even in the midst of their oppression, they began to cry out. And He came and visited them, and He brought great deliverance from their oppressors. And He promised to bring them into a land whereby they could truly worship and serve Him. There will be nothing that would hinder or impede them from walking in pure, true worship unto Yahweh. The priests, the Levites, who live a life that would be adequately supplied by the offering in the tabernacle. And yet because of the sinful nature, and the wickedness of the heart of man, and the depravity, they began to move away from the simple laws that brought the abundance of blessings of Yahweh into their hearts. There's a law, saints, and it works every time. And this is a law that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh. So when a man began to live by the principles of Yahweh, you began to see a man grow in strength. His anointing will flourish. He will not be afraid of man, the expressions, what they can do for him or against him. He will not even consider that. And so as Moshe began to speak of the power, and that is total authority of Yahweh, he began to speak to this house. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Yahweh said, and it shall, not a possibility that there is a confirmation. It shall come to pass, the condition now, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Almighty Yahweh. We must not be passive. We must hearken diligently. We must give all effort to hear what thus saith Yahweh in this corrupt hour. Why should we hearken unto your voice? To observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that Yahweh your Father will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. He said that you must do all that Yahweh commands you this day. Not some, but everything that he commands you to do, you must do everything that he commands you. And he said, when you began to walk in that type of diligence, of obedience, I will establish you that man shall know without any doubt at all that the mighty one of Israel have brought forth this house and established his name in the midst because they adhere to the laws and the commandments that have been given unto them. And man shall see you flourish. Your anointing shall be great. There is no anointing in the earth very little. It is the power of the anointing that breaks every fleshly yoke that you are bound by. And we are a generation and a people that are bound by flesh, not spiritual laws. We're bound by flesh. Yahweh came to give us a birth by the hope of Yeshua, that we will be loosed from every diabolical scheme of the flesh, because it is enmity against Yahweh. And everything that the flesh aspires to, holds dear, it is against the kingdom blessing. It is against the law of the kingdom. And you will never walk in the dynamics of the Spirit. And that's why they're very little dynamics. What are you saying? Very little gifts. Healing, prophecy, prophesying, government, help. So, see, those are gifts of Yahweh. So you don't find them today. Very little. He says in verse 2, and all these blessings shall come on thee, and they shall overtake thee. How shall they come? If thou shall hearken unto the voice of Almighty Yahweh. We must listen to what he commands us. We must obey the charge and the commandments of the Father. We cannot get by that. There's a law that works in the flesh of man that opposes the laws of Yahweh. And man justifies every corrupt law there is. It may cause him to become depraved and removed away from Yahweh. And the first thing that begins to utter is that issue in his heart. He begins to speak. I will show you the spirit that the issue brings forth and how it operates and what it takes from man. I say to you all, saints, you better begin to seek the face of the Father. You better begin to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the house of Israel, that you may know who you are and whom he is above all things. He began to speak of the blessings. The home shall be blessed. The cattle, the riches, everything. Yahweh shall touch. He shall give you increase. Your wombs shall bring forth birth. I will bless you because you will do all that I command you. Not some, but all that I command you. That's why we cannot live by the simple bread. We must live by every word, all the words that he commands us to live by. Verse 9 of the same chapter, you can read the blessings and how they would be poured out upon them if they simply obeyed him. He says, and your way shall establish thee, an holy people, unto himself. That is the purpose of it all. That we may be a peculiar people unto him. You go to a football game, you can tell that the peculiar people of their God that they serve, Panthers, Titans, they will roar, they will exclaim, and they will cheer their team because they are a peculiar people for that team. And you can walk inside of the place and you will know whose side that they are on. Now, if we are and have been established to be a holy people for Yahweh, then his name shall be in our lips, our hearts. The praises should go forth out of our inward parts unto him. You must understand that that is part of the commandments. That everything that hath breath, lift up pure hands. We must do those things. We lift up a corrupt and a very insidious thing that comes forth out of the heart because we have issues against him. We have ought against the Father. For you don't speak the way we want you to speak. And your laws are not justified. For I have judged them to be inaccurate. But they are not fair in their jurisprudence, the way they are administered. The laws of your way are righteous. They're pure, and they will never change. He say, as he hath declared or sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahweh and walk in his ways. Now, if we don't keep the commandments and walk in his ways, we will be a very dysfunctional people. We won't function as a mechanism to bring forth the excellency of his name and his power. So that's why you have so much segregation. You have so many cliques. Because we're not walking in his ways. And we're not keeping his commandments. The word of Yahweh says, for us to consider Mashiach. Because he endured such contradiction of sinners. He declared him to be a Beelzebub. To be the deceived one. He said, you must consider that unless you will become weary in your mind, you will fail. Well, what is that? You will go back to the former things. You'll be intrigued by the things that are carnal and in Egypt, because that's what Israel did after a mighty work. He brought them out from under great bondage. They were under such bondage that they began to cry, and he heard their cries because of the oppression. He brought them out. And the first thing they began to do, they began to walk in the ways of other gods and their own ways. And they turned their hearts against him. You began to walk in the leadership of the God of your belly. You're going to turn away from the laws of righteousness. When you began to look at the law of your need. And what you need, you will go against every principle of Yahweh. You will do every vile, corrupt thing there is. You will have no conscience as to what you do. Because he is not head, and he is not supreme in your life. When what is supreme, you listen to that one. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by my name. What is the name that they are going to be called by? It could not be Jesus in that day. It could not be Jehovah, the name of Yahweh. He said, you're going to be called by my name. And they shall be afraid of thee. They shall fear you. They will not want to encroach upon you wrongly. For they shall fear you because my name shall be in you. Now the names that are in the people today is truly isn't the name of Yahweh. It's the name of sin, their gods, depravity, lust, rebelliousness, iniquity, witchcraft, sedition. Because these are the spirits that lead you. Can I tell you something, my friends, my neighbors? Whatever leads you to do what you are doing, then that is the controlling factor in your life. The word of Yahweh tells us that those that are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons of Yahweh. We must be led by the Spirit. The Messiah declared that the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. Joel says that I am carnal, soul unto death, but the laws of Yahweh are spiritual. And so whatever spirit leads you, then that is your authority, your God, and your supreme power. Whatever spirit leads you to turn away from the laws and the principles of Yahweh, then there shall not be a blessing bestowed upon you. Now, we have construed the blessings of Yahweh with the rewards of flesh. Man goes out and works hard diligently and save every nickel and becomes very frugal that he can amass a tremendous sum of wealth. And so we have construed that with the blessings of Yahweh. That does not constitute the blessings of Yahweh. And Yahweh shall make thee plenteous in good, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which Yahweh sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Yahweh shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in the season, and to bless all the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. You won't have to borrow at all. For the blessings of Yahweh shall fill the house. He shall overtake you. He shall fill the land. You must obey my commandments and do all that I command you. And Yahweh shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only. There shall be no other one like you. You shall be the only people that walk in that dynamics of the Spirit. You will walk in a dimension that the natural mind can never comprehend or understand the dimension that you're walking in. And that is what the law of the Spirit does. It brings us and elevates us to a different dimension. You don't walk in the dimension of the flesh. There's only one dimension of the flesh. Everything that the flesh touch is corrupt. But the flesh is corrupt. For there's no good thing dwelleth in flesh. No good seed at all. It must come and be imparted by the Spirit. Love righteousness. The only way it comes. He said, if thou will hearken unto the commandments of Yahweh, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. You must keep a watchful eye on the spiritual things. Things that are of Scripture. You must observe them. You must read them. To observe something is to watch it. To look at it. And if you do not crack that thing that's in your hand today, to observe, to look at it, then you will not know what it says. Will not bring about any enthusiasm to your heart. Homes are desolate today. For there is no power of truth. Fathers are shells of men because there is no life and no power in them at all. They have no integrity and love for the things of Yahweh. They spend enormous amount of time on their flesh and their carnal nature and the desire and the lust of their wicked carnal mind. Never trying to apprehend the mind of Messiah, the mind that ought to be in us, for in that mind only Can we do all things to please the Father? No other mind, no other spirit will direct us that way. He said, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day. You can't turn back on one of them. You can't go aside from any of them. He said, to the right hand or to the left hand, to go after other gods to serve them. Now what a profound simplicity of direction and guidance. Very prudent. Very wise is this, isn't it? It's not difficult to understand. It's not hard to perceive or to read. Very easy. He did not encumber them with tremendous yokes of bondage. They were weighed down whereby there was no liberty to truly cry out, to worship Him, to obey Him, and to do all that He commanded them to do. Now what causes you to become very encumbered? Well, you can't obey the Father. You can't do what He commands you to do. What causes us those things? I want you to turn to the 31st chapter of Deuteronomy. That this is what Yahweh commanded them in the 28th chapter. Whereby the blessing shall flow, and the power of His unction shall rest upon them mightily. Deuteronomy chapter 31, beginning at verse 14. I pray that you hear today, above all things. And I'm being very deliberate today. I want to take my time that I enunciate the words very clearly. For I want you to hear and to understand. Scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 14. It says, And Yahweh said unto Moshe, He said, I want you to see this. Behold, thy days approach that thou must die. He said, I'm going to move you out of the place that I've ordained you to be. I am the one that established you. Yet Yahweh gave him a time frame that he knew he was going to die. He said, your time is near that you will die. He said, I want you to call Yahshua and present yourself in the tabernacle of the congregation whereby the holy call out elect of Yahweh shall gather. I want you to present yourself that I may give him a charge. Moshe and Yahshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, they made themselves known. Here we are. We stand in the power by the command and direction of Yahweh. And the scripture tells us that Yahweh appeared. Well, Pastor Roberts, if he appeared unto me, that would be, or it would bring about a cataclysmic change in my life. No, it would not. He appears every day with His treasures. He said, not only will I bless you, but I will pour my treasures. I will cause the rains and the winds to blow. I will cause the heavens to open. I will cause the dew to fall and the grass to grow. I will cause the sea to multiply. Yet, that does not impress us to seek diligently the word of faith. Yahweh appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud. A cloud in this tabernacle today. A pillar of a cloud. A strong, pillowing pillar of a cloud. And He appeared in the midst of them. And the cloud and the pillar of cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. No one could go out. The tabernacle did not have doors like this tabernacle. There was an entrance into the holiest of holiest, a place. The congregation went in to gather. Yahweh stood at the door of the tabernacle. Yahweh began to speak unto Moshe. He said, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and his people, and this people He said, I'm going to remove you, Moshe, and I will tell you what will transpire. He said, and this people will rise up and go a whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land, whether they go to be among them. He said, and they will forsake me and break my covenant, which I have made with thee. He said, they're going to turn their hearts away, for I'll place you in the midst. You may stand with authority and proclaim, these are my laws and my commandments. You hear them and you obey them and you do them. And the reason I will take you out of the way, because in the midst of that house there are those that are not birth of the seed that I've imparted into you. And they shall go astray from me. And that's what this generation is doing. It's a very religious generation. And they go estranged from the principles of his laws. For they will not keep the laws of Yahweh. They will not abide in the covenant that he has given unto the house, one house. And that is the true identity of Yisrael. They walk by the stipulations of what he commands us to do. He commands us. He has the authority to speak it. And when he speaks, we ought to hearken. We ought to give close attention as to what he says to us. We ought to lay aside everything and hear what the Father speaks unto us, that we will obey him in everything that he commands us, and that our hearts will delight to obey him and to please him. That is not this generation. That is not the heart of the people of Yahweh. For your hearts turn so easily to the carnal things, to the carnal aspirations. It's not turned to the love of the truth of the word of Yahweh. Our energies are given over unto carnal things, for you have not sensed the birth of his power, nor of his spirit. And he said, I shall move you, Moshe, give them unto the things that they love and that they desire, for their hearts shall be turned away, and they will forsake me. Do you understand what forsaking is? There's no sense of belonging to that one. And that is a horrible emotion to deal with. There's a song that old Sam Cooke sings. He said, this is a mean old world to have to live in it all by yourself. And this is a corrupt generation. It is one that despises the laws and the principles of Yahweh. Very few men have the unction and the spiritual unction to speak despite what the world says. Despite how the world reacts. They don't care. But they speak by the authority and the law of Yahweh. It's one thing I'm finding out about those that call upon the name of Yahweh. I find one thing essentially missing from them. They spend so much time on the name, just like the apostolics or the baptism. They've forgotten the intricate makeup of Yahweh. Be ye holy as I am holy. The women don't adorn themselves in the holiness that Yahweh intends. The men do not speak with the authoritative unction that comes only by the Spirit. The homes are filled with despondent and dysfunctional type spirits. For we will not do all that he commands us. He said, they shall know you by my name, but there are things that I want you to do, and you must uphold these things. For in doing that, you know who your Redeemer is. I will redeem you from the curse. Not only did he speak of the blessings that shall flow, but he also spoke of the curses that will come if you disobeyed me, and you will not do what I said. For his word is life. And it is the Spirit, because Yahweh is the Spirit. The Word was made flesh. He said, then when they do that, my anger shall be kindled against them in that day. Yahweh said, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, that they shall be consumed or devoured. We've been devoured today. Your flesh is devouring you. It is eating you away. It is consuming you with its own lusts, its own sins and hatreds, your own flesh. He said, and many evils and troubles shall befall or come upon them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our Father is not among us? He said, will not they say that these things are transpiring because Yahweh, our Elohim, is not with us? And man does not think like that today. When you're doing your evil things, do you not know that Yahweh is not with you? When you allow your evil mind to rule, when it's so sadistic and evil that the thoughts are continuously evil and the imagination is so corrupt, do you not know that He is not with you? He is far from you. He always says, I give you confirmation here, Moshe. He said, I will surely hide my face in that day. Why? For all the evil which they shall have wrought or done, and that they are turned unto other gods. What gods? What God? Well, the God of your belly, the God of your lust, the God of your corruption. That spirit that tells you what's right and wrong. There's only one mighty one to tell us what's right and wrong, and He tells us what is right and wrong. And that is Yahweh, our Father. He tells us what's right or wrong. It's not the little opinion of your mind, for that is corrupt. You don't even see the wrong that you do that's against the laws of Yahweh. And we literally think He's with us. He's not with you. He cannot lie against His truth. He cannot go against His laws. And He said, you will know that I am not with you. He said to Moshe in verse 19, now, therefore write ye this song for you, and teach it the children of Israel, put it in their mouths. Do you think we do that today? You think the parents today teach their children the Psalms? You think they teach them any word of Yahweh today to put it in their mouths? They teach them how to lie. They teach them how to cheat. They teach them how to be conniving and selfish and wicked. You always say you teach them to put this in their mouths, that they will sing this and it will become real in their hearts. They know how to sing the pagan songs. They listen for the tune and the sound of those things that are pagan, and they remember them as well. Yet when it comes to the Psalms of Yahweh, they cause a man's soul to rest at peace, for his mind to find that place of comfort. As the Father speaks to him, they will not teach them those kinds of things. You see, their actions and what they do is a carbon copy of what the children will do. So if you give yourself over unto deceit and lies, they will too. They will do the very same thing. As Bill Cosby said, you get angry with me because I tell you, you little filthy children are ignorant. Their mouths are filthy. He said, then when I looked at the parents, I see why the children responded the way they did, because the parents were ignorant. The parents had no compassion. They had no sense of love. They had no sense of touch. That's sad. They said to Yahweh, don't take away my emotions. I don't want Him to do that. I don't want Yahweh to take away my senses. I want to express the laws of Yahweh. I want to express the fruit of the Spirit. I really do. I want that dwelling in me richly and mightily with a great power and anointing. And I say to you here today, you need to fall down truly and begin to cry out unto the Father. You that are listening by shortwave and those that are listening by internet, scream. It makes no difference. They are there because Yahweh intends for them to hear. As the sister wrote me from Missouri, she said, Pastor Roberts, there is no preaching today. That's piercing. We don't want to be pierced. We don't want Yahweh to pierce us and to show us what's between our heart and our souls, because we're filthy. We don't want that. He said, I want this song to be sung that it may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers that floweth with milk and honey, he said, they shall be eaten and fill themselves, and they wax fat. Now I can see the spiritual ramification here, even with that in the natural. Because you don't have to do a certain things, you began to wax fat. You began to become lazy. No mobility. The inability to move. It's a sad thing, because you look at the entire world. There's not a nation that is so succumb and given to flesh like this nation. They love television and video games. They love all kinds of folly. They love the internet and surfing and all those things. When it comes to those things that will bring about the skill for nature, that will hone their bodies, their spiritual bodies, they don't give themselves over unto that. He said, Israel should become fat. They would not want to do anything. They would not want to pray. They would not want to fast. They would not want to labor. They would not want to do anything. You'll know when you're fat. You find yourself so lazy you don't want to do anything. You find yourself lazy. I'm talking about spiritually and naturally. You know you're fat when there's no energy to do anything. When there's no willingness to do anything. You know, there are those that are not physically big, and yet they're fat because they are lazy. They're trifling. They're sorry. There's no willingness. There's no motivation. There's no yearning. He said they shall become fat. And when they become fat that way, they will not pray. They will give their minds over unto carnal, natural things. Their minds will be given over unto things that are not spiritually induced. And you will see it in their lives. He said they began to wax fat. He said when they do that, then they began to turn to other gods. They began to turn to mama with her corrupt self, daddy with his wicked ways. They began to reach out to those kinsmen that are corrupt and wicked, that they're trying to have some contact with some kind of a spirit that will give some comfort to their hearts. So that's why they do it. So they began to reach out unto the corrupt, wicked world. That's why you do it. I'm not afraid of your spirits. I'm not afraid of your faces or expression. I'm going to preach. I don't get a paid salary, and if I did, I still would preach. And once they began to wax fat, then we began to reach out to other gods. They made everything supreme over what Yahweh says. And so the laws or the principles of Yahweh doesn't apply to my daddy or my mother or my son. You're a fool. You're on your way to hell. You don't have to concur with me. You don't even have to say a hallelujah with me. But that's all right. I will preach what the Word says. And I understand interpretation better than you, because I will spend time in the Word. Elder Martin was saying to me before he came over, you're talking about a man that passed on. He was 62 years old. Elder Martin's age. And he said to me, you know, Pastor Roberts, I think about death a lot. I said, I do too, Elder. It's something that I'm not fearful, but it's something that is always present. I understand that life is but as a vapor smoke. And I know that I shall pass this life. And Elder Martin said, I like talking with the man because he wasn't foolish. He's a very sensible man. He talked sensible. His conversation was very sensible. That is one thing that brings more death than anything. When man is given unto much foolishness, he's going to die before his time. And we ought not to be given unto foolishness and gesturing and laugh and folly. This is the time to be sober and to be serious. And our minds set on things that are above and not on things that are carnal. And he said the man passed away. His manager was telling him how everyone were crying there. and how their hearts were smitten. He used the expression that he tried to do good and tried to live an honorable life, which is honorable. When men do that, Scripture tells us to do good as much as we have opportunity. Just do good. Do good unto everyone. We have opportunity to do that, then we do it. And he said that I know that this thing, it causes me to realize you just don't know when. And if everyone understood that, maybe, that our desire to please him will be more sincere and real. I said to him, as a young boy, I realized if I died in hell, I would lift my eyes. And I was always afraid as a 15-year-old lad, 16, 14. For I knew I was out of the will of the Father. I knew that. And my life was never happy. I was never satisfied with anything that I did. Nothing caused my heart to rejoice. Oh, I laughed and enjoyed the folly. But as soon as I realized what was taking place, a sadness and a mourning would set over me, and I would begin to withdraw myself because I knew that it was wrong. He said, you teach Israel the songs, help them to understand, so they don't get fat. He said, once they began to wax fat, then will they turn to other gods and serve them, and they are going to provoke me, and they're going to turn away from my covenant. Verse 21. And it shall come to pass when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this soul shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouth of their seed. For I know their imagination, which they go about even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swear. He said, I know how they think even now before I give them the blessing that I intend for them to have. I know how they think. I know their thoughts. I know their imaginations. Moshe therefore wrote the song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, this is what he said. I say to you, all you brothers, that sincerely desire you young men, and most of us are young. He said, be strong. Be strong. And have good courage. For thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them. And he said, I will be with them. And it came to pass when Moshe had made an end of the writing of the words of this law in the book. It was a law. There was a law that Yahweh commanded him to write until they were finished. And Moshe commanded the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, saying, he said, take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, that it may be there for a witness against you when you began to go against the things that he commands you to do. For I know thy rebelliousness, or your rebellion, and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against Yahweh. He said, I know how you rebel. He said, even as I'm alive this day, I've seen your rebelliousness. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. He's out seeing it. And of course, we don't want to be confronted with our own rebelliousness and our sins. We don't want the bottom of your way to speak forth rights. We like lies and deceptions. Things that give our flesh some kind of comfort. And solitudes. I want to be corrected. Judgment is forsaken today. That's why very few want to be corrected. That's why you teach a little child how to write, they will tell you how to write. You show them how to do something, they will show you. Because judgment is not expedient, expressed upon this generation. You say, you are rebellious, and how much more after my death? He said, when I die, you're going to do things worse. You're going to do things worse. Once the hope of Messiah dies in your heart, you do things worse. And that's why those that have gone astray have gone back to every vile thing that the world offers. They've gone back to every corrupt thing. They've sought after their gods, their televisions, the lust of their bellies, enslaving their wives to some dictate of some carnal, filthy man that tells them what to do and commands them what to do. And yet they can't even do that for the husband. They will not rebel at a man, a corrupt, vile man, or some Jezebel of a woman. And yet they rebel against their husband. And they fight against him. That's the spirit of darkness. It is one of hell. And the souls that are taken by that shall die in their sins. I don't care if it's your daughter, your son, your sister, your mother. It makes no difference at all. He said, gather to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers that I may speak these words in their ears and call heaven and earth to record against them. Moshe said, for I know that after my death, you will utterly corrupt yourself. That is one of my prayers, that Yahweh establish his house, even this little gathering. For after my death, you shall utterly corrupt yourselves. He said, after my death, you will utterly corrupt yourselves. You're going to fall into every kind of corrupt thing there is. You're going to do every kind of vile thing. He said, you're going to turn aside from the way which I commanded you. And I want to tell you, an evil will befall you in the latter days. Are we in the latter days? We're in the latter hours. And that's why evil is befalling us today. Every kind of sadistic evil that our minds could ever conjure. The thoughts today. Our daughters and our sons are given over unto every kind of corrupt, vile thing there is. Your parents haven't taught them the disciplines of the righteous laws of Yahweh. You compromise with them in their sins. Yahweh says, I will bless you if you obey and do all. He said, now if you don't do it, I will curse you. And yet you will bless them because that's your son or your daughter. Yahweh said, I will curse you. He said, if you do not do all that I command you, I will curse you. If you do all that I command you, I will bless you. And you take the blessings of Yahweh, and you bless that which is vile, corrupt, evil, sadistic, against the principles and the laws of Yahweh. And you can't even bless your brother or your sister. You are sadistic and woman in the mind of darkness. No one has corrupted you. You've corrupted your own self. He said, they shall corrupt themselves. He said, because you will do evil in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger through the words of your hands. That's why the simplicity of a virtuous woman, she findeth flack and things to work with her hands, she does it willingly. Many of you sisters today are not willing to work with your hands because of the fatness. And that fatness is your sedition, your laziness. And so you're not willing to work with your hands. He said, you're going to pay because of the works of your hands. And you're going to pay. This is such a corrupt generation. It is one that has no strength at all. None whatsoever. The men are weak. And the women are weak because the men are weak. The men have no anointing and the women have no anointing. The men talk a good game, but there is no power to walk on the principles and the laws of Yahweh. That I shall do, my friend. Thank you. I shall preach. Will not fear the consequences of men. For they all turned from Messiah. And he walked by himself. And he endured the persecution of that death for my sins. So what am I? Do I turn against him? Where do I turn? Who do I turn to? And what do I turn to? Well, I would turn to the laws and the principles of Yahweh. For in them I find his strength and his power. He gave them a principle then. You tell me it doesn't work today? Yet he talks about the latter end, what shall happen. I understand the latter end of the Hebrews, but I also understand our latter end too, because we've been given too much evilness. Our minds conjure up very evil things, because this is a generation that has waxed fat. It is a fat generation. It is a fat generation. It's fat spiritually. I was reading an article the other day. It was sad. Because there was a woman that she had rested on this couch for 4 years. She has never gotten up off the couch for 4 years.